Item number 10, please.
Item number 10 is from the Director of Parks, Recreation, and Culture, an informational report regarding a potential long-term partnership with the Philippine Cultural and Civic Center Foundation, Inc., which would include leasing certain portions of the Zablocki Park Pavilion to house PCCF's administrative and cultural programming operations. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Kuglich.
Good morning. Paul Kuglich, Milwaukee County Parks Department. Chairman, committee members, the Philippine Cultural and Civic Center Foundation, which I'm going to refer to as the Foundation, approached the Parks Department in 2010 asking whether the department had a facility that would accommodate its needs, both programming and administrative. Taking into consideration the types of programming offered by the foundation and the size of the foundation, as well as the community it currently serves, the Zablocki Pavilion seemed like an adequate facility. The Zablocki Pavilion has been underutilized for a couple years. The rentals in 2010 were 66, and we believe that with a long-term tenant, such as the foundation, we could increase the rentals of that pavilion, as well as improve the structure of the pavilion. The foundation, in its proposal, has recommended several changes to the pavilion, structurally, renovation-wise, and we think that that would also be able to assist us in generating more revenue by renting out the pavilion. To date, the foundation has provided the county with its due diligence packet that has been presented to DAS and is currently being reviewed. As well, the department is currently negotiating a lease agreement with the foundation, which we expect to bring back to this committee in May for review and approval. Representing the foundation is a gentleman by the name of Jerry Ramos. He is here and present and would like to say a few words.
Good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. I'm Jerry Ramos. I'm the executive director of the Philippine Center, which is also Philippine Cultural and Civic Center Foundation. We've been in existence since 1995, but in 2000 we've got our 501c3, and then we started to come up with, because our main objective was to have a building for the Filipino organizations to for their use and for all their community services. Our main objective is to give back to the community. That's the reason why we have our free medical clinic right now, which has, last Saturday was the last time we had, and we had 2,513 uninsured and underinsured whose only main source of healthcare support is through our Philippine Center. So we have the free medical clinic. We also started our computer classes for seniors. I was able to have the Marquette Bayanihan Group, students from Marquette, to teach the computer classes for free. All our services that we give out to the community, we're trying to offer for free. Even the free medical clinic, when they go in, medical services are free. They get a medication, even labs, and all the things that they need. And hopefully with a building such as the Zablocki Pavilion, we can offer more services to the community. We have been trying to look for a bigger space. Right now, the space that we have, we can have our meetings, we can have our free clinic because we have the exam rooms. But with the Zablocki Pavilion, even just the lower space, we can open it up and continue our exercise programs, ballroom dancing, and things like that. We offer the general public. It's not limited to Filipino Americans. When we give services, we give it to the whole community. So hopefully, in the course of our research and discussions with Mr. Kuglich and the chief of Parks and Rec, we looked around as to what building could be used for us. So when we looked at the Zablocki Pavilion, it's a very underutilized building. The first level is not being used. It even has, what you call it now, locker rooms for skating, because I think they used to spill water in the basketball court for skating, and the main lower level is being used as for skating, for warming up, and for those lockers to be used. Those have never been used. Those locker areas will be converted into exam rooms. The other side will be converted into a pharmacy. So we'll be putting something that's not being used into something that's very usable. There are two rooms also in the upper level that are not being utilized. Those we want to be used for our Philippine Center, where we could have our some sort of our social space where we can show a culture of who we are, and that's where we can receive dignitaries that come from the Philippines and come from different cities, the county, if you want to invite them. That's right. Then the other area which is can be used as our computer classes. It right now it was supposed to have been an arts and craft area, which is not being used. So we will be putting that to good use by having our classes, computer classes, cooking classes, and all the other even lecture series we can have in there. So, as I told you earlier, we are trying to provide a building for the different Filipino community organizations to provide their services. We have a UP Alumni Association. They always have seminars that's geared to the public about immigration, about how to cope up with living in the United States, things like those, to prepare people as to how they can merge and merge with the community so they won't have any problems. So that's what we're trying to do.
Thank you. Questions by committee? Supervisor Dimitrievic.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is a question more for Parks. I haven't been, I guess, in the Zablocki Pavilion for a while, but I was trying to think back. I think it was a graduation party. Mm-hmm. So that's actually my question is I think, but I could be wrong, that that it's still a moderately rented place. I know it's very affordable. I kind of would put in a category as like a Humble Park Pavilion. I know you guys have your certain levels and stuff, but affordable, right space. So I'm just trying to visualize how the breakdown of the building would work. Sounds like there'd be a lot going on in the basement area. And I'm sorry, one last thing, is what would remain for the public, and could they still rent it out for their private events?
Chairman, committee members, that's a fantastic question, Supervisor. Because of the space that the foundation is seeking to utilize, which is space that is currently not used mm-hmm. by the department, the remainder of the building, that which currently can be rented today, can also be rented in the future. So not only are we going to have a very positive tenant issuing wonderful programming, but we'll be able to also continue to rent out the facility. And we think by having this long-term tenant and making the renovations that we're even going to increase the amount of rentals. Mm-hmm. So we're really looking forward to it.
Or would it be similar to, like, for example, the South Shore Pavilion where, like, the basement is so underutilized but the upstairs is highly rented? I mean, I'm just trying to figure out how this would look in the end.
Director Black?
Sorry to have so many babies.
No, it's fine. Chairman, supervisors, as we just talked about the diversity of the department and its facilities, you can find similarities, but I think mm-hmm. that Zablocki, that building is very unique, just how it used to function and how it will function. Obviously, this is a somewhat of a different type of request, but not at all when you look at the title of the Department of Parks, Recreation, and Culture. You know, I would almost say it's more like the King or Cozy Community Center. That's what it kind of reminded me of, and that the services that are going to be provided. And I've always said that a busy park is a safer park, et cetera, et cetera. So one of the things that we wanted to do, as I've been trying to do, is to bring things to your attention for information. So if there are certain elements that you would want to see in the lease agreement or whatever direction you'd like to send me in, is that's why we want to bring it to you. So it's the first time you see it, it isn't for approval. So whether it's between now or when we would ever execute the contract, that's why I just wanted to bring that all up. But I really think Zablocki is a very unique facility. But when I looked at it in my head, it was more of a community center type cultural synergy.
So thank you. And then, Mr. Chairman, would you say the exact square footage of space that was available to the public before for renting is the same amount?
I would, yes.
Oh. Sounds like a really, really great... great plan.
Exhibit B will show you the lease area okay. in the packet.
Other questions by committee? Mr. Ramos, thank you so much. This sounds like a great idea. Mm-hmm. And we're looking forward to seeing it come to fruition. We'll look forward to seeing you back here at the time that the contract is appropriately drawn and ready for approval.
Just one question. Can I ask about the letter of intent? As we will be spending for the retrofit of the facility, one thing that we would like to request if the proposal is amenable is for us to have a letter of intent from the county that you will be allowing us to rent based on approval of the contract, of course, because this will allow us to start our capital fundraising. We raised funds from the Filipino community. We had more than 200,000 to be able to get from there, but we don't want it to be depleted by spending it immediately. So we want to be able to start our capital fundraising for us to do that. So a letter of intent from the county allowing us to rent this place or for the long-term lease will be very beneficial.
Sure. Director Black, we can do that through the department?
Chairman, supervisors, there'll be many different things to work through, but that would be, I'd work with Corp Counsel on that.
Fine. Good. Good. Well, thank you very much. There is no further business, to my knowledge, before the committee. We stand adjourned.